Billionaire Warren Buffett has been begging for years to pay more in taxes.
The taxation system has tilted toward the rich and away from the middle class in the last 10 years. It is dramatic, and I don't think it's appreciated. And I think it should be addressed.
Warren Buffett pays about 17% in taxes. Most of his employees pay more than 30%. But a new White House deficit plan might address that disparity.
Will the so-called Buffett rule become a line item on tax returns? Be careful what you wish for, Warren. It's a takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, September 19th.
And we'll find out if Warren Buffett can actually afford it. We'll get a check of the morning's top news now. We'll meet your $1.5 trillion in deficit reductions and raise you to $3 trillion over the next decade. That's what President Obama is going to unveil this morning to reduce government debt. The super committee is supposed to find $1.5 trillion in deficit cuts. The administration's opening move is to try to double that. But $1.5 trillion will come in tax increases, primarily for the wealthy, and Republicans are already firing back. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell tells NBC News tax hikes are not the answer.
We've borrowed too much. We've spent too much. We're dramatically overregulating every aspect of the private sector in our country, and now we're threatening to raise taxes on top of it. That's not going to get the economy moving.
President is expected to promise to veto any deficit reduction plan that only includes spending cuts and no revenue increases. As Greece inches closer to a default, there's the sound of angry protesters gathered outside the Greek Parliament building. Budget reduction talks have resumed. Greece's prime minister canceled a planned visit to the United States to address the UN General Assembly to stay home and deal with the crisis.
This morning, pro-regime snipers in Yemen have reportedly killed at least 20 people. It's the second day of a bloody crackdown on anti-government demonstrators. Yesterday, Yemeni security forces opened fire on crowds in the capital Sana'a, killing at least 25 protesters. British police have arrested 7 people. It's part of a large anti-terror operation. 6 men and a woman were detained overnight. Security officials are calling it the most significant counterterrorism operation in the country this year.
A Taliban suicide blast in the Pakistani city of Karachi has killed at least 8 people. The target of the attack was a senior police officer, but he survived the attack. And federal officials say they've recovered flight data from the plane that crashed into a crowd tragically at a Reno air race over the weekend. National Transportation Safety Board member Mark Rosenkind tells NBC News a memory card from a video camera aboard the plane could provide important clues about what went wrong.
This accident really did. It took an instant. It's going to take months for us to figure out what happened. And what's critical is not just what happened, but why.
9 people died in that tragic accident.
The Transportation Security Administration has fired 28 of its employees for failing to properly screen bags at Hawaii's Honolulu International Airport. And Netflix has announced it's splitting off into 2 separate services. The DVD-by-mail service will now be called Quickster, while Netflix will focus solely on web streaming videos. The CEO actually apologized in a written statement, saying he'd handled the price hike badly. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down and futures are down as well. The Dow will start at 11,509, the S&P at 1,216. The Nasdaq will open at 2306. Can you believe it has been 20 years since Nirvana's album Nevermind actually hit the shelves or hit the airwaves?
Still smells like teen spirit after all those years. Still does.
The album, obviously groundbreaking, but what's been the legacy of the album? If you give us a call, what do you think about Nirvana and Nevermind and their legacy 20 years on, 2 decades later? 8778-MY-TAKE. We're also going to talk about Palestine's quest for statehood, at least in the United Nations. The Palestinian leaders head to the UN this week. We're going to talk about that later this hour. First, though, being called the Buffett rule. Warren Buffett asked to have his tax raises, and Obama says, okay, you get what you want. But would that solve our deficit problem? We're going to talk more in just a few minutes.